Green building practices have become more and more a part of urban planning, but a conference getting underway today in Phoenix looks for ways cities can benefit their local environments. Joining me to talk about the inaugural Generous City Summit is Dana Baumeister. She's co-director of the Biomimicry Center at ASU, which is co-hosting the event, along with the consulting firm Biomimicry 3.8, where she's a partner. And Dana, first off, what is this summit all about?
Well, you know, when we think of cities today, we think of them as either scabs and scars on the landscape, the urban heat island effect, traffic nightmares, and so on, and think of them as something that just does harm to the environment rather than something that could actually give back. And so our work at the Biomimicry Center is ultimately about learning from nature and applying it to human design challenges, cities being one of them. So we want to ask the question, how could we learn from local ecosystems so our cities can be designed to function more like the ecosystems in which they reside?
Is that the kind of thing that can be done in sort of piecemeal fashion? Because you're clearly not going to like tear down a city and start over. So like, can you kind of retrofit cities to do that? Can you do little bits and pieces around cities?
Well, I think we have to do both, right? We have to look at places in the world where new cities are going up, like in India and in many parts of Asia and China, as well as how do we look at the cities that we have around us today and begin to start making those changes. Some of it happens with new development. Some of it happens with restructuring infrastructure. So when you're putting in a new lane in a highway, what might it look like for not just to put down pavement, but what else could we do in that process that could actually add to ecosystem function?
There has been a lot of emphasis and discussion in Phoenix and in other cities about green building and LEED certification. It kind of sounds like you're looking to maybe take that a step further.
Absolutely. A lot of green building and LEED and many of the sustainability initiatives in building are about doing less harm, reducing the impact. And we want to say, let's actually be net positive. Let's give back. Let's make our cities generous. Let's make our cities welcome. Let the local ecosystem say, oh, I'm so glad you're here because we've had a tough time doing it all by ourselves. And thank you for contributing back to the ecosystem.
Are these things that can be done in cost-effective manners?
I totally believe they can. I totally believe they can. It's going to take a lot of creativity. The work of our summit today and tomorrow is ultimately about making the aspirational achievable. And so our big outcomes are designed to look at how can we create pilots that demonstrate this at all different scales.
Are there some cities or some regions that are farther along in that?
Yes and no. I wouldn't call it a whole city or a whole region. It's definitely little hot spots here and there. In fact, our second day tomorrow in the afternoon is devoted to the Rio Salado project. So John McCain's Reimagine the Rio is one of the places we want to try this pilot out.
When you're talking about having cities be a net positive on the ecosystems around them, can those be little things as well as big things? I mean, could it be something as small as, for example, maybe painting a parking lot white, which is something that we've seen talked about here to try to minimize the urban heat island effect? Does it have to be a whole big thing?
Ultimately, nature builds from the bottom up, and so must we, right? So it has to start at a building level. It has to start at a small development level. And you could imagine a planning tool at some point where an urban planner can go, okay, how is your building helping? We got to meet this goal. Can you account for 3% of it? Can you account for 2% over here? And you can imagine working collaboratively with certain incentive structures to get everybody to do their part, just like the whole urban heat island effect is a build from the bottom up, right? Each person, each building, each thing is adding its portion of a degree to that heat. We can also reverse that one step at a time.
How big a role do you imagine renewable energy playing, both in terms of maybe new buildings using it and maybe even being used to generate it?
Well, I think it's a critical factor, absolutely, because when we look at what's happening in ecosystems, one of the things we want to measure is the rate of carbon dioxide flow. And we know, obviously, as humans, we're producing a lot more carbon dioxide than ecosystems are. So we have to change that equation and using lots and lots and lots. The key, however, is that we don't focus on just one technology. It's not going to be one that does it. It's going to have to be renewable and alternative energy transportation systems, and changing the distance between where we work and where we live, and providing greenery inside cities, and, right? So we have to add all of those up together to do it.
Well, given all those ands and all the things that you have to do, what kind of time frame are you looking at to really get this going in a lot of different cities, as opposed to just having, you know, a pilot project here and there?
Right. We're setting the conference up with the mindset of what would it look like in 10 years from now for a designer to be able to sit at their desk and, as they design in real time, make decisions for whatever they're developing, the building, the development, the infrastructure, the city, and know that what is going to come out at the other end is going to be net positive, is going to be generous. So that's an ambitious timeline, but a lot of the tools exist. We know the research is out there. We know there are willing decision makers that are saying, we have to do something different. And we know there's creative practitioners that know how to put it together. So it's just getting our ducks in a row and putting our efforts behind it and making it happen.
All right, Dana Baumeister is a professor of practice at ASU and co-director of the Biomimicry Center there, which is co-hosting the Generous City Summit today and tomorrow here in Phoenix. Dana, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thanks for having me.